Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to Almost Famous, the podcast about fame with me, Barnaby Slater. Thanks so much for tuning in. If you haven't already, please do subscribe or follow the podcast and leave us a rating and comment in Apple Podcasts if that's where you're listening. Also, do give us a follow on Instagram at Almost Famous the Podcast and on Twitter at Pod Almost Famous. In Series 5 of the show, I'm bringing you daily episodes called 15 Minutes of Fame, where I read out some of the most honest, controversial, and often downright funny stories that celebrities have ever told. In today's episode, actor Alec Baldwin explains firsthand how, in his words, his divorce from Kim Basinger led him so battered and numb that it led to bad things happening. One of which was him sending an abusive voicemail to his 11-year-old daughter, Ireland, back in 2007. A voicemail that was subsequently released to the press and went viral. Before I read what Alec Baldwin said about the aftermath of that voicemail, here it is for you to listen to in full.
Hey, I want to tell you something, okay? And I want to leave a message for you right now, because again, it's 10:30 here in New York on a Wednesday, and once again, I've made an ass of myself trying to get you a phone to call you at a specific time. When the time comes for me to make the phone call, I stop whatever I'm doing, and I go when I make that phone call. At 11 o'clock in the morning in New York, and if you don't pick up the phone, at 10 o'clock at night, and you don't even have that goddamn phone turned on, I want you to know something, okay? I'm tired of playing this game with you. I'm leaving this message with you to tell you, you have insulted me for the last time. You have insulted me. You don't have the brains or the decency. As a human being, I don't give a damn that you're 12 years old or 11 years old, or that you're a child, or that your mother is a thoughtless pain in the ass who doesn't care about what you do as far as I'm concerned. You have humiliated me for the last time with this phone. And when I come out there next week, I'm going to fly out there for the day just to straighten you out on this issue. I'm going to let you know just how disappointed in you I am and how angry I am with you that you've done this to me again. You've made me feel like shit, and you've made me feel like a fool over and over and over again. And this crap you pull on me with this goddamn phone situation that you would never dream of doing to your mother, and you do it to me constantly and over again. I am going to get on a plane, and I'm going to come out there for the day, and I'm going to straighten your ass out when I see you. Do you understand me? I'm going to really make sure you get it. Then I'm going to get on a plane, I'm going to turn around, and I'm going to come home. So you better be ready Friday, the 20th, to meet with me. So I'm going to let you know just how I feel about what a rude little pig you really are. You are a rude, thoughtless little pig.
Prior to my divorce, I could name every film I had made and in what order. After 2000, that became impossible. One thing all of these disparate films have in common is that I remember only a few things about each of them. This is a natural consequence of getting older as that list grows longer. But my fight for custody of Ireland was like fighting cancer. It hung over every relationship, holiday, and job. All of my actions, every plan I made, every detail, was completely dictated by the chance of seeing my daughter. Often those plans were jettisoned at the last minute, in complete violation of the court's order. I was separated from Kim in December of 2000. By the end of 2005, I was battered and numb. During this period, a whole host of other ancillary types of jobs started to pop up. Work I took just so I could stay home in New York or LA. Voiceovers, sitcoms, guest starring with Jimmy Kahn on his show Las Vegas, you name it. I didn't want to ever miss a shot to see Ireland because I was in Prague or Sydney.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I rearranged everything so I wouldn't lose a single visit. During my visits with her, Ireland and I would lie on the floor of her bedroom. We'd make a bed out of every blanket we could find and put pillows up against her dresser. We'd watch her favourite shows, The Fairly Odd Parents or The Powerpuff Girls. Not a lot was said during these viewings. My job was to simply keep the healthy snacks and watered-down juices coming. Before long, Kim would emerge in the doorway, glaring and tapping her watch to indicate that it was time for Ireland to be bathed and gotten ready for bed. I try to remember when I'm with my young children now how precious these moments are. After I was separated, there were times I would have traded anything to be back on the floor of Ireland's bedroom watching Dexter's Lab. The love of a parent for a child is ineffable. When I think of all that I missed, of the chances to be a father to my first child, and how much of that was stolen from me by some hateful, rapacious lawyers or cowardly judges, I'm overwhelmed by a great loss of faith. I wrote a book about my divorce called A Promise to Ourselves, which was the cri de coeur of a father who is alienated not only by his ex, but also by the divorce industrial complex, including the courts themselves. One of the more gratifying experiences of my life was to have fathers, and even some women who had suffered at the hands of that system, thank me for the book. It's something I'm very proud of. When things did not go my way, when one indignity after another piled up until I couldn't take it another minute, bad things happened, for which I have no one to blame but myself. In 2007, at the height of that battle, I left a very angry voicemail message for my daughter that my ex-wife and her lawyers then released to the media. Like rubbernecking drivers making their way past a serious accident, news and entertainment programs played it over and over again. Commentators like Nancy Grace stated that the tape should affect the outcome of my custody case. Some years later, Entertainment Tonight saw fit to dedicate a segment to the anniversary of its release. And even though I had been led to believe, by virtue of my employment at the time on 30 Rock, that I was part of the NBC family, Matt Lauer invited Harvey Levin, the intrepid reporter and erstwhile attorney, onto the Today Show to discuss the release of the tape. The show only contacted me after Levin was done giving his views. I haven't appeared on the Today Show since. If the goal of my ex and her lawyers was to damage or ruin my relationship with my daughter, then I certainly gave them the ammunition to do that with. my friends and family, the people closest to me who actually understood the situation, knew that the words on that tape were actually aimed at someone else. But, as a therapist later told me correctly, if you hadn't left the message, none of this would be happening. In all honesty, my relationship with my daughter was permanently harmed by that episode. And in that sense, my ex-wife and her lawyers succeeded. I fully expected Ireland to move to Paris or London or somewhere else far away to attend school, or head to India to do relief work the moment she was old enough to get away from both of her parents, who, as she would rightfully believe, had allowed bitter resentments and egos to overwhelm their love for their child. My relationship with Ireland has healed, but just as something that has been broken is never quite the same, the fragile years of childhood that are battered by high-conflict divorce are irreversibly affected. Divorce itself is child abuse. I tell friends and loved ones now that if they have to split up, to know that any failure to achieve collaborative divorce will take a toll that will last forever. I think the worst thing one can do is to put a child in the middle of these battles. That is what I did. And I'm reminded of it and I'm sorry for it every day. So, what did you guys think of Alec Baldwin's explanation of his behaviour, and of course of the voicemail itself? He admits responsibility to some degree by saying, you know, it's his fault and he has no excuses, but it strikes me that it takes an incredibly angry and damaged man to let loose like that for over 2 minutes on your 11-year-old daughter's voicemail, especially over something as small as her having missed a phone call. What do you guys think? Let me know in the comment section or by posting to our social media, which is Instagram at Almost Famous the Podcast and Twitter at Pod Almost Famous. I'd be really interested to hear what you think. Also, please, guys, do press that subscribe button and rate the podcast on Apple Podcasts. Please check out my other podcast, It's Your Funeral, as well. That's a lighthearted look into the most important day of my guests' afterlives. And give it a follow on Insta at Pod It's Your Funeral. Thanks so much for listening once again. And remember, there'll be a brand new episode of Almost Famous's 15 Minutes of Fame every single weekday. Thanks a lot. Goodbye.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.